And welcome back. We are set for the second half of basketball between Ava and Willow Springs, with the Willow Bears leading the Ava Bears 26-20. As we start this third quarter, Ava will have the ball.
Willow got out to a 9-2 lead in the first few minutes, and then things just kind of slowed down, but still leading by 6 here as we start the third quarter. Colby James with a half quarter to end the half, and that gave Willow some momentum. Going into the locker room, we'll see if that translates here in the third quarter. Ava will have the ball as we start the third. Donnelly to Isaac Dalton at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Silver is option. Finds Donnelly inside to Henry. Back to Dalton in the paint. Nice little shovel pass. Back underneath to Merritt, who lays it up and in. Ava goes to work quickly. Makes it a four-point game. Colby into the front court for Willow. Ava's got plenty of time to get back and set up that defense, and that's been a key to all staying in this ballgame. Rogers, back to Colby. Free throw line jumper is good. Came out for a moment, pops back in, and Willow back up by 6, 28-22. Henry into the front court. Takes it to Donnelly. He'll give it to Dalton at midcourt. Dalton bounces it left side. Henry goes baseline, picks up the dribble, fires it back up top to Dalton. Donnelly in the corner, holds it above his head, dribbles with his left, picks up the dribble, checks underneath. There's Dalton, going to go baseline. Can't get a shot off, and his pass is tipped by Stewart into the hands of Wilbeck. Ahead to Colby. Colby to the free throw line, jumper, good. Colby really pacing the Bears as Willow goes up by 8. It's their biggest lead of the night. Dalton to Henry. Back to Dalton in front of the bleachers. They leave it for Merritt. His pass underneath to Pesci. Lays it up and in. What I'm wanting to do, get it into the 6'3 junior Frank Pesci. They've gotten some points in the paint. Pull it back to a 6-point game with 6 minutes left to go third quarter. Rogers in the corner for Stewart. 8, takes the dribble, backs it off to Colby at midcourt. Runs the scorer's table, Stewart in the corner. Staying off of Aiden quite a bit, but not going to pull the trigger. Rogers on the right wing, into the corner for Colby James. Colby pulls back for 3, it's short. Rebound loose in the floor, and it's picked up by Dalton. Isaac crosses the timeline. Donnelly sends it into the corner for Henry, goes baseline. Pass cut off. He'll lob it back out to Dalton. Merritt back to Dalton up top, being guarded by Rogers. He'll pull back for 3. Missed it. Rebound tipped by Wilbanks to Stewart, who feeds it ahead to Colby James. Colby into the corner for Jace Rogers. Back to Colby. Open 3 is short. Rebound tipped by Wilbanks to Donnelly. Here comes Ava with another opportunity. 6-point lead for Willow. 5 minutes left to go third quarter. Henry, lob it up top to Merritt. Underneath to Dalton. Dalton, big jump stop. Puts it up, missed it. Rebound tip, and Colby comes away with it. Spins it ahead. Brady's wide open under the basket. Layup is good. Great awareness by Colby James to see that his little brother snuck ahead. And it's an 8-point lead for Willow. Dalton bounces it underneath. Picked off by Wilbank. They're going to say it hit his shoe.
I think they're right. It's just unfortunate. Bears had another turnover there.
It'll stay with Ava with 4:41 to play in the third quarter. Swadesh checks in. It'll be Grant Swadesh. Two freshmen Swadeshes, Brock and Grant Swadesh on the roster. They'll bounce it underneath. Dalton at the free throw line. He'll dribble to the block. Swing it out to Swadesh. Open 3. No good. Rebound is tipped. Wilbank comes away with it. Gives it to Brady James. Brady on the left side. What's the defense? One arms it over to Colby. Colby into the corner for Stewart. Stewart looking underneath. He'll get to Brady on the baseline. Can't get a shot off. Bounce it back to Stewart. Stewart with a head fake. Hands it to Wilbank. Wilbank to the block. Forces one up, and it's no good. Rebound underneath by Henry. Ahead to Dalton. Merritt. Pesci wide open under the basket, lays it up and in.
That Bears went to sleep there. They just let that easy basket get up to
And now Will with an unforced turnover as Colby was trying to throw it ahead to Rogers. Jace wasn't ready for it.
That is the Bears' first turnover of the game.
Coach Forrest will take a timeout halfway through the third quarter. Willow leads Ava 32-26. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Willow Springs Bear Basketball on KUKU.
3:54 left to go in the third quarter. And the Bears from Willow lead the Bears from Ava 32-26. Ava will have the ball. As we resume action, as the Bears had their first turnover of the game, which gives the ball back to Ava.
Halfway through the third quarter, Swanish finds Dalton at the logo. He'll go left side for Henry. Back door, Dalton tries to go baseline, pass cut off. Merritt got it at the free throw line, has it tipped away by Stewart, but Henry picks it up. Fires to Swanish, looks inside to Pesci, gets it on the block, and then throws it out of bounds. No, they're going to say off of Willow. They're going to say Brady James tipped it. I didn't see that either. Again, we've got a really good vantage point up here, but Swadesh will inbound. Gives it to Merritt. Back to Swadesh. Holds it above his head. The freshman looks inside. They give it right back to Merritt. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Ava has played a slow-down, low-scoring game just like they wanted to. Dalton, fadeaway jumper, missed it, rebound tipped. Swadesh has it on the baseline. Give it to Merritt, puts it up, missed it, rebound tip, and Rogers comes down with it. Jace with a full head of steam. All the way. Jumper, missed it. From the right whipping, that's a money shot 90% of the time for Rogers. Misses it here, and Ava again with a chance to pull to within four. 2:45 left to go third quarter.
Or three.
Yep. Merritt up top. Fires to Pesci over Wilbanks. Missed it. Braxton gets the rebound. Bears dodge a bullet there. Pesci had a good open look. Wilbanks up top to the free throw line. Spins it out to Brady James for three. Got it. Brady with his second tray of the night. And Willow, just like that, is up by nine. It's a low-scoring game, and when you hit a three, that just makes a big difference. Henry on the left side to Swadesh. At the free throw line, as it pokes, it gets it right back. Now Merritt takes off. He's going to be fouled by Stewart. That's our first foul of the quarter. Our fifth total foul in this ball game. That is just unheard of.
Second foul on Stewart. Wilbanks goes out. Brady Thompson comes in with 2:04 left in the quarter.
That's hard to believe that Aiden's got two of the five total fouls in this game. Swadesh will inbound. Colby takes it away. One arm bit too hard for his brother Brady. Tried to save it. Good idea, but there's turnover number two for Willow tonight. It's been an odd game. A lot of just weird things. And Ava trying to hang around. Trailing by nine with 2 minutes left to go in the third. Swadesh on the left side. Up top to Merritt. As Ava works it around the arc. Get it underneath to Merritt, and there's Aiden's third foul. Six fouls in this game. Aiden's had three of them.
That's six fouls on the Bears.
There's six
only,
on the Bears. Okay.
Only one for Ava.
So seven total.
For the whole game.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a shooting? No, non-shooting foul.
Just the second team foul this quarter. Swadesh up top. Stewart will come out. Wilbanks is in. Swadesh has it tipped away by Colby into the bench. Ava will keep possession.
Strange game. You're right. This is not what I expected at all.
Swadesh inbounds to Merritt. Looks underneath. He'll lob it to Dalton. Dalton to the block. Has it tipped out of bounds. And Ava will try again. Active hands by Willow, but not able to come up with a turnover. Bears have done a pretty good job on Dalton. So far, and really, Ava with just 26 points late in the third quarter. Dalton pulls back for three, no good. Rebound underneath, it's tipped. Swadesh has it, puts it up, missed it. Pesci has it, put it up and in. Too many looks, and Ava back to within seven. 35-28 is the Willow lead. 1:10 to go third quarter. Colby will dribble at the logo. Coach Jenkins says, get up on him. Rogers left side. Back to Colby. Colby splits the defense. Rogers open three left side. No good. Rebound Wilbanks. Had him. He's got a guy on his back. And they're going to call a jump.
Possession arrow will stay with Willow.
Oh, my goodness. Coach Forrest wants an explanation on
wow.
that.
Wow.
Wow. One foul on Ava in just about a three full quarters. Rogers to Wilbanks. To Brady James. To Rogers in the corner for three. No good. Rims out. Pesci with the rebound. 45 seconds to go in the third. Dalton across midcourt. Goes left side for Henry. Henry, one arm it to Merritt. Merritt inside. Pesci lays it up and in. 35-30, Willow by five.
That's their game plan. Get inside to Pesci, I guess. And he's making the Bears pay.
Even not letting Willow get away. 5-point lead for the Willow Bears. 20 seconds to go in the third. Brady James in the corner to Wilbank. Braxton to the basket, lays it up. Missed it. Great move. Ball came out. 10 seconds left to go in the third. Swadesh goes baseline. Stood up by Wilbanks with four. Merritt, head fake, puts it up, and it's in. So it's Ava's turn for the buzzer beater. It pulls the Ava Bears to within three, and we'll head to the fourth quarter with Willow leading Ava 35-32. Back in 60, you're listening to Willow Springs Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter getting underway. It's a tight one. 35-32 is our score. Bears from Willow with the lead, but Ava hanging in there.
Good job by Coach Jenkins and the Ava Bears. Starting the fourth quarter, down by just one possession. Four wins this year by Ava, but they play everybody close. There's the fourth foul on Stewart as Dalton tries to drive in. And we've not had very many fouls in this game, but Aiden Stewart has got four of them. Oh, they've got him for three now? No, there's four. Thompson comes in, replacing Stewart. Merritt checks out for Ava. Heshy's been the guy that's really faced the Ava Bears here in the second half. Swadesh inbound to Donnelly. Up top to Dalton. Dalton, nice pass underneath. Flip it back to Pesci. Lays it up. Missed it. Wilbanks with the rebound. 6-1 dribble. Ahead to Colby James across midcourt. Colby left side. Gets it baseline. One arm to Rogers. Chase, long three. Drive to the basket. It's been that kind of night for Willow. Donnelly at the logo. Dribbles to the right side. Now he'll backpedal towards the top of the key. Dalton, left wing. Bounces to Merritt. Merritt trying to go back to him. Gives it to Swadesh at the free throw line. Swadesh is tied up. Jump ball.
Okay, all right.
As Colby grabbed on, and Willow will take it back.
I thought
I anticipated a foul.
I did.
Yeah.
I did anticipate a foul against Colby James, but they gave it to him as a jump ball.
Again, just one total foul on Ava this game. And we're 6 minutes from the end of it. Colby up top. Rogers on the left side. Jace to the logo. Gives it to Brady James on the right wing. In the corner, Colby gets loose on the baseline. Pull-up jumper in and out. Rebound Ava. Bears are ice cold. Ava trying to take advantage of it. Dalton to Merritt. Merritt underneath. Swadesh put it up. Missed it, but he's fouled. And Swadesh will go to the line shooting two for Ava. Thompson's going to pick up the foul.
The second team foul of the quarter on the Bears. Again, none on Ava. They just don't foul.
Swadesh takes his time, spins it around. Free throw is good. Swadesh can make it a one-point game. That would be as close as Ava's been since the start. Free throw is good. 35-34. Willow by one. 6 minutes left to play here in Douglas County. The Blue Bears trying to come back. Colby James, top of the key. He'll cross it over. Gets loose. Big jump stop to the basket. Lays it up and in. Colby created that
tons of contact, no whistle.
Ava, don't foul.
Colby pointing at his shoulder, but they're not going to do it. Ava on the other end. Henry goes baseline. Cut off. Sends it back to Swadesh. Swadesh in the corner. Henry for three. It's an air ball. Dalton's got it on the block. He's fouled. And Dalton will go shoot two.
Will Banks, I think, get that foul.
That's all it on this side. Well, and Isaac Dalton will shoot two.
Chase Rogers picks up his second foul. Third team foul on the Bears.
Getting pretty frustrated with the foul situation. Free throw is good. Bye, Dalton.
Dalton's first points of the second half.
Coach Forrest still visiting with the official. Second free throw is good. Made them both. 1 point lead for Willow. 5:20 left to play in the ball game. Colby will walk it across midcourt. Ava in the 3-2 zone that has worked for them all night. There's been plenty of opportunities for a poor shooting night. Rogers, right block to the basket. Missed it again. No whistles. Wilbank takes it back, and then he's called for a foul. That's the fourth team foul on Willow, and Ava will have it. And a timeout, Coach Porter and the Bears. 5 minutes to go in Ava. Willow clinging to a one-point lead, 37-36. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Five-11 is left to go in this one, and it is as tight as it can get. Ava trailing by one, 37-36, and Ava will have the ball as we resume play. Again, the Bears already have four team fouls in the fourth quarter. Ava has one team foul for the whole game.
The entire game.
That's the whole entire
I don't know if I've
game.
Ever seen a no, game that we made it this deep with one foul.
I've not seen that.
Ever. Ava Ball with a chance to take their first lead of the night with 5 minutes left to play. Coach Jenkins has played this game just like he wants it. Bears had tons of opportunities, but they're not making their baskets. Ava's got an opportunity. The Blue Bears pass it around the arc. Swadesh to Donley. Move Dalton down to the paint. Merritt on the right side. Bounce it back to Donley. Brady James comes out to guard it. And now Wilbank kicks it out of bounds. It'll stay with Ava. Game not trending in a positive direction for the guys in maroon. Donley will inbound. Gets it into Henry. Henry has it tipped away by Brady James, picked up by Rogers. Jace around Dalton to the basket, lays it up and in.
Finally, Jace.
A turnover turns into points, and Willow
right.
goes up by three. Swadesh, right side, up top to Dalton. Donley on the left wing. Picks up the dribble. Gives it to Henry in the corner. He'll take one bounce. Ava works it around the arc. Dalton, open three. Got it. We're tied. 39 apiece. Dalton picks his moment. And we're tied at 39 all with 4 minutes. Left to play. Rogers right side. Into the corner for Thompson. Up top to Colby James. Bears to Rogers in the corner. Back up top to Colby. Colby's been quiet lately. All the Bears have been. Thompson right block. Shot up. No good. Contact. No whistle. Dalton comes up with it. Ava again with a chance to take their first lead of the night. Dalton. To the free throw line. Sends it into the corner. Up top to Henry. Merritt, right side. Holds it above his head. He'll lob it up to Dalton with 3:20 left to play. Swadesh and Dalton will play catch. Ava can be very patient here. They've tied it up. Chance to take the lead. Colby knocks it away. Ava gets it back. Donley dribbles in, and now Coach Jenkins will take a timeout. 3:12 left to play. We are tied in Ava, 39-all. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
3:12 left to go in the ballgame. We're all tied at 39 apiece as Ava has the chance to take the lead. They're inbounding the ball.
They'll inbound to Pesci. Dribbles in. Kicks it back to Merritt. Up top to Henry. Ava checks inside. They'll give it to Pesci on the block. He runs over Wilbank. And they're going to call a foul on Wilbank. If anything, Braxton was maybe trying to sell it, but he certainly didn't get any contact.
The guy ran over him.
With 3 minutes left to play tie game, Coach Forrest will probably get a technical here. If it were any other situation as it is, he'll take a visit. Free throw no good by Pesci. And it was a late whistle, too. Like, he didn't even call it when it happened.
That was...
Wow. We try not to get on officials.
I know.
Really.
I know.
Pesci's second free throw is no good. And there's a foul, clearly, with Coach Forrest in the official's ear. They finally call a foul on the rebound. That is the second foul of the game on Ava, and it comes with 3 minutes left to play in the ballgame.
Wow. Now, that's something, isn't it?
Just the first on Pesci, if you couldn't figure that out. So Will will have the ball looking to regain the lead with 3 minutes left to play in what has been a weird game.
Strange.
In
very
Ava.
Strange.
Colby across midcourt. Right side for Thompson. That's up to Brady James. Brady at the volleyball line. He'll bounce it to Colby. Back to Brady up top. Goes between his legs. Feeds back to Colby. Colby spots for three. In and out. Rebound. Dalton underneath. Ava with a chance to take the lead. 2.5 minutes to play. Dalton, top of the key to Swadesh. Right side. Pesci. Wants to go in. Said he'll backpedal. Pass tipped out of bounds off Colby, who knocks it off of Henry, and it's Willow Ball.
He had to show the official
he
that he'd done it.
And that's the right play. Colby made sure that it was understood that it went off of an Ava Bear. It'll be Willow Ball at midcourt. Again, Willow looking to regain the lead. Ava has never led. Willow's led by 9. We're tied at 39 apiece with 2:10 left to play. Stewart left side. Wilbank's up top. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Stewart will. Left side. No good. Rebound Pesci underneath. Bears cannot buy a basket. 2 minutes to play. Rogers knocks it away. Dalton gets it back. Dalton runs over a Bear, but a blocking foul. Count it and one. As Colby went down hard. And Dalton will get a chance at a three-point play. Ava has their first lead of the night, and it comes with 1:52 left to play. Three-point play is good. 42-39. Ava, 1:50 to play. It would be a gut punch of a loss for Willow. Rogers goes baseline, and a foul on the floor, and not really that obvious, but the third foul of the game on Ava happens with 1:41 to play. On the floor, obviously, just the second team foul on Ava this quarter. Willow will inbound on the baseline. Rogers triggers it out to Colby. Colby gets around Pesci, bounces it to Brady. Brady James to Wilbanks in the paint. Braxton to the basket, counted one.
Good, Braxton.
Wilbanks picked a good time to get in the scoring column, a chance for a three-point play, and a chance to tie it up.
All of a sudden, Ava has three fouls in the quarter.
Four in the game.
Henry committing that foul.
Wilbank, a chance to tie us up again, and he does not. Too hard off the back of the rim. All white jerseys there for the rebound. Ava by one with 90 seconds to play, and they throw it away. Dalton throws it out of bounds. Coach Deacon says it was tipped. But the official...
That was tipped. Tipped by Ava.
Not going to give him the call. Willow with the ball. A chance to regain the lead. 1:20 left to play. 42-41 Ava. Colby will walk it across midcourt. Shades to the right side. Dribbles with his left to the logo. With 1:10. Colby up top. Working on Dalton, left side for Brady. Back to Colby. Colby to Brady in the corner. Back to top. Colby for three, in and out. Rebound tipped,
Wilbanks tipped it out of bounds, and it's Ava Ball with 56 seconds to play.
Great example of really the entire night for Willow. Shot just not falling. Ava's got the ball, a one-point lead, 56 seconds to play. Full court press by Willow. Ava will get it into the backcourt for Henry to Dalton. Dalton being chased by Rogers. Gets it across the timeline. Stood up and fouled. And that'll send Dalton to the line, shooting two for Ava with 46 seconds to play. Bears looking for the turnover, but Dalton good enough to keep possession. And he'll head to the free throw line.
Third foul on Colby James.
Dalton's first free throw is good. Not the guy you want to foul, really.
No, but they're going to put the ball in his hands, so you almost have to foul him because nobody else is touching the ball.
Timeout, Coach Forrest and the Bears. 46 seconds to play. Two-point lead for Ava. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball.
Left in the ball game. Ava with a two-point lead. And they have Dalton at the line to try to make it a three-point advantage for the Ava Bears as we go into the final seconds of the game.
Dalton's free throw is good. Three-point lead for Ava, 44-41, 45 seconds to play. Bears got to have a basket here. Brady James right side in the corner for Wilbanks. Wilbanks pass tip. He gets it back. Braxton throws it cross court to Rogers. Pullback three. Got it. We're tied at 44. 30 seconds to play. And across the timeline. Rogers trying to guard him without fouling. They flip it to Henry. Henry up top and a timeout by Coach Jenkins. And Ava with 18.9 seconds to play. Full timeout for Ava. Tied at 44. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Welcome back to Ava. I am the Raptors above the Ava field house. We are watching the game between the Ava Bears and the Willow Bears and bringing it to you on this Tuesday night. Tight one, as tight as it can get. 44 all with 18.9 seconds left on the clock. Bears have had a really poor shooting night. And that's part of the story.
There's several storylines here. But
yeah.
Jake Rogers hit the biggest shot of the night to tie us up at 44. Now, Ava has the ball with 19 seconds, 18.9 on the clock. Lots of strategy here for both teams, and we'll see how we want to play it.
Pesci's not in there. I thought he might try to go to him, but he's not in
Henry
there.
Henry will lob it into Dalton. It's going to go through Dalton's hands. Dalton to the right side, and there's a foul called on the Bears.
Picked up an illegal screen there, didn't they?
Yep. That will send Wattis, the freshman, to the line with some clutch free throws. Not Dalton. It'll be Swattis shooting. 14 seconds, so plenty of time for Willow.
Four fouls on Jason Rogers.
Willow has one timeout left. Swattis with two free throws. First one is short. No good. Big miss by the freshman. Willow wants to make sure they get the rebound. Coach Ford can use his final timeout here with 14 seconds left to try to ice the freshman and try to get the ball back. And we'll just keep it right here. What a strange game it has been. I wish Megan were here to keep shooting percentages to know just how low the shooting percentage has been tonight. Just 44 points, and if the Bears' shooting percentage is just a little higher, Willow probably up by double digits at this point.
Well, it should be up by double digits because the turnover factor is huge. It's 15 to 2.
Willow has outplayed Ava, but rebounding has probably been a bit of an issue tonight for Willow, and Ava's right there. 44 all.
Ava has no fear as far as foul situations is concerned.
No, they've only had four total for the game. Three in this quarter. Really three in the last 2 minutes. 14 seconds left to play. Grant Swadesh, the 6-foot freshman, will be at the line with the back end of his 2 free throws. He can put Ava up by 1. Either way, Willow hoping for a rebound and a chance to win this game in regulation.
I've got to get the rebound here if he doesn't make the shot.
Swadesh free throw is no good. Rebound is loose, and Stewart tried to save it, but he was out of bounds.
And it'll go back to Ava.
Wow. Willow got what they wanted, the missed free throw, but they couldn't get the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and now Ava will have a chance to win it. And Coach Jenkins will take a timeout. 12.9 plus the play, 44 all, and that will be a full timeout. We will take a 30-second time away. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Well, all right, here we are, still here. Haven't moved much. We're down to 12.9. We were at 18.9 our last timeout, so we've played exactly 6 seconds. Bears had a great chance, if they could only get the rebound, to have a last shot, but it went off the hands of Jace Rogers out of bounds, so it'll be Ava Ball in their forecourt with that 12.9 seconds left.
Watch Dalton. Rogers will be on him. 12.9 on the clock. Ava trying to win it in regulation. Willow hoping for a chance at overtime. Ava having a hard time getting it in, and they will call a timeout.
No, it's a 5-second call. Wow.
Coach Jenkins was trying to get he had a timeout that he was ready to take, but the official had a quick 5.
Wow.
And I'm not going to argue for Ava because it's a great move, but that was a quick 5, and Coach Jenkins had a timeout in his back pocket that he could have taken and didn't do it. And so Willow will have the ball now, and that changes everything. Now Willow with a chance to win it in regulation. 13 seconds. Here we go. Colby James. Ava will not pressure the ball. Colby with 8, with 7. Bears with no timeouts. Turnaround jumper is no good. Rebound Dalton with 2, with 1. And a timeout Ava with 1 second to go in regulation.
Got there, Riley did.
Bears got what they wanted. Colby with a mid-range jumper. It didn't go down. Not much of an opportunity there for Ava. We'll see where the inbound's going to be. They're going to say it's on the baseline. So Ava will have to go full court to get any kind of shot off. Willow, of course, ended the first half with a 3 at the half-court line. Now Ava could win it with a miracle shot here, or we head to overtime, and I'm not sure we've had an overtime game this year, have we?
No. No, this will be, if we get it, the first.
Although, Blue and Gold tournament against, we did have, yes, the first game of the Blue and Gold, Bears and Ash Grove. Didn't that go to overtime?
No? I don't think so. If I can look back and see.
When the player broke the all-time scoring record for the Blue and Gold tournament, I thought he had an extra frame to do it.
No.
Nope.
Regulation. Okay. It was 82-80.
This one could go to overtime, or Ava could win it on a heave. Lots of twists and turns here in the final 2 minutes. Willow with an opportunity, but again, just shots have not been going for Willow tonight. Colby had a chance to win it in regulation, and now the Bears hoping to regroup in overtime.
Rogers has got Dalton. He's right
Rogers also
with
has 4 fouls, and
I know.
You don't want him picking up that 5th if we're going to overtime. Merritt will inbound, gets it into Dalton. Dalton
That's
can't get
late.
A shot off.
Too late.
Buzzer sounded. We're going to overtime in Douglas County, 44-44. We'll come back for the overtime in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.